Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, listeners. You are on blogtalkradio.com and Church Lady Now. I am Brother Grant, and today's teaching is The Names of God. This is part one of a series. So, Blog Talk Radio listeners, we want to thank you for joining us today for this exciting teaching, The Names of God. Today, we present to you part one of the Names of God series. This year, we are on a path to know God. Starting this week, we are going to look at the Hebrew names of God and their meaning. At the end of this series, you will be able to clearly articulate who God is and know Him by His name. Our mission is to help you develop a greater knowledge of God that will result in a more intimate relationship with Him and greater service to others. Today, we're talking about the names of God. The names of God are those names that describe who He is and what He has done in the lives of His people. Did you know in the Hebrew Bible, the word Elohim is plural for El and is the first name of God? The Hebrew Bible is the first Bible, and it is a collection of Jewish texts that includes some Bible passages in Aramaic. The traditional Bible text for Hebrew is known as the Masoretic text, which consists of 24 books. In the traditional Jewish Bible, we are taught God is Elohim, creator and judge of the universe, and that's in Genesis 1:1-4. Elohim, in its basic pure form, is God. In the plural, Elohim means the strong one. Yes, our God is the strong one. How many times do you think the name of God appears or is mentioned in the Bible? Well, according to Strong's Concordance, the name God is mentioned 4,473 times in the Bible. And at ask.com, it said 4,635 times in the Old and New Testament. We will give you more of today's program shortly, but first let's take a glance at Church Lady Ministries. Church Lady Ministries is on blogtalkradio.com, and you're listening to our blog. Over the past 3 years, we have taught on a number of following subjects. Prepare for the new year. Be still and know I am God. God is merciful and compassionate. And these teachings are available to you on demand 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right here on blogtalkradio.com in our library. And you can reach our library by going into blogtalkradio.com. In the search box, put Church Lady Now. You'll get to the library section. You scroll down past the paid advertisements, and you can start listening to any of our programs over the last 3 years. And we have more than 115 programs that you can enjoy at any time. You can also share them with your friends. Now, our ministry is not a ladies-only ministry. We are a division of Church Lady Ministries, and the name Church Lady was given to my ministry partner, Artist Oliver, by the homeless people. She ministered to on the hilltop in downtown Tacoma, Washington. They couldn't remember her name, so they just started calling her Church Lady. Thus, we have Church Lady Ministries. Now, Pastor Artis does teach the Bible, and I manage the hall and tote department. We do two things at Church Lady Ministries. One, we teach the Bible, and two, we serve the less fortunate. We're modeled after the ministry of Jesus, because Jesus taught and He served. Now, our mission is that we are called to present the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, because the Lord has anointed us to preach good tidings, heal the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of prison to those whom are bound. And that's Isaiah 61:1. Now, our ministry, as I said, we do two things. We teach the Bible to all people, and we serve the less fortunate, which includes homeless people on the street, as well as men, women, and children in our local shelters, and women and children in domestic violence shelters, as well as children in third world countries. Now, Blog Talk Radio, we've been on for 3 years, since 2013. And to date, we have 116 Spirit-filled published Bible teachings available. As I told you, you can access our teachings by going to blogtalkradio.com's library. At any time, put in Church Lady Now, and you can go to our programs. And we focus on three areas of teaching: knowing God, who is this man Jesus, and the person of the Holy Spirit. For your convenience, each week we place Blog Talk Radio ads on our Facebook pages, and each ad contains the program name, date, and there's a white arrow in the center of the ad. Just click on the white arrow, and that link will take you directly to our Blog Talk Radio program for the week. Or you can go directly to Blog Talk Radio on either your phone or your computer. Type in Church Lady Now in the white search box, click, and you will then see our Blog Talk Radio page. You must then scroll down past the sponsored ads to an extensive teachings on subjects and titles with their brief descriptions. We also have some materials on YouTube. And to see the Church Lady in action, you can check us out on YouTube's short clip videos. The teaching clips are from our most recent outreach at the Seattle Union Gospel Mission. To access our teachings on YouTube, in the search box, put Artist Oliver, Church Lady. And we have about 13 video clips available for your review. Now, these clips are from actual outreach ministry to homeless people at the Seattle Union Gospel Mission. So, there's not your traditional church service, so turn down the volume and enjoy the powerful teaching. Church Lady Ministries is a fully tax-exempt 501c3 charity, and all donations to Church Lady Ministries are tax-deductible. You can partner with us and share the good news of the gospel and help the less fortunate at the same time. And we provide tax deduction receipts for all donations of $250 or more as required by law. And as well, we can provide receipts upon request for donations less than $250. To support our ministry, you can send a check or money order to Church Lady Ministries at 3002 South 47th Street, Tacoma, Washington, 98409. Now, the Church Lady, Pastor Artist Oliver, is the Northwest's leading practical Bible teacher and an international evangelist with the prophetic anointing to help people develop a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and to experience the Holy Spirit. Now, Pastor Artist loves God, and she loves to teach to people and see them filled with God's Holy Spirit and developing a personal relationship with God, which leads to an intimate relationship with God, as well as service to the less fortunate. Pastor Artist Oliver earned her master's degree in divinity from Covenant Bible Seminary in Lakewood, Washington, and she has traveled internationally with Marilyn Hickey Ministries, spreading the good news of Jesus Christ in Africa, Russia, and Korea. Now, today's teaching, as I said, it's titled The Names of God. And in the Bible books of Isaiah, Jeremiah, Genesis, Deuteronomy, God is described who he is as follows. Isaiah 54:5. For your maker is your husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. He is called the God of the whole earth. God of the whole earth. Now, Jeremiah 32:17. And behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? God of all. Genesis, first chapter, first verse. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He's the creator. Isaiah 45:18. For thus says the Lord, who is God? Who formed the earth and made it? Who has established it? Who did not exist and who did not create it in vain? Who formed it to be inhabited? I am the Lord, and there is no other God. And this is God talking. So in summary, God is our husband and redeemer, the God of all, the creator of heaven and earth. But there is more. Today we begin our series, The Names of God. We are looking at the name of God to know him better. It is now time for our teaching. And so we welcome the church lady. Good afternoon, church lady.
Good afternoon, Brother Grant. Thank you for that wonderful teaching introduction on the names of God. God does tell us in the Bible who he is. And this year, we are on a path to know God more intimately. In this series, we are going to look at the names of God, the names that describe his character, power, and person. This is going to be absolutely awesome. The research that was done for today's program has me filled with excitement and expectancy. I am expecting us to grow in our relationship with God. And out of that growth will come greater service to the less fortunate. Good evening, listeners. How are you doing this evening? I pray that the joy and the favor of God, the favor of Elohim, that's a Hebrew name for God. I pray that he visits your home today. Amen? Get your Bible out and plan to journey with me through some Old Testament scriptures. You may even want to get a pen and a paper to jot down some of these scriptures and to look them up later. First, here's the backstory. A name is a means by which one is made known to others. The names of God represent his power, actions, and reputation on this planet. Let us begin with the term El, that's E-L, which is an ancient term used to describe supreme authority, used to describe ultimate authority. Ancient cultures had many gods, and that's God with a small g, not a capital G. They had gods such as the god of rain, sun, moon, stars, fertility. They had all kinds of gods. However, there was always the supreme god. There was always the El. And this god was of great power and honor. His name was Elohim. In the book of Exodus chapter 7, verse 1, the Bible says, that's Exodus chapter 7, verse 1, the Bible says, and the Lord said to Moses, and God said to Moses, I have made you a god, that's small g, to Pharaoh, and Aaron, thy brother, shall be thy prophet. Did you know that after the 10 plagues, Moses was greater than Pharaoh? Because Moses represented all power. Moses represented Elohim on the earth. God is El. He is the true creator. He is first in everything. Existence, power, strength, honor, majesty. He is the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Before El, before God, there is nothing. There's no earth, there's no sea, there's no sun, there's no moon. El is eternal. God is eternal. He does not have a beginning or an end. In the book of Psalms, chapter 19, verses 1 through 6, the Bible says, "The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the works of his hands. Day after day, they pour forth speech. Night after night, they reveal knowledge." We're talking about the heavens declaring the glory of God. The Bible goes on to say that they have no speech, they use no words, no sound is heard from them. Yet their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. In the heavens, God has pitched a tent for the sun. It is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, like a champion rejoicing to run his course. It rises at one end of the heavens and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is deprived of its warmth. Here, God alone has all the attributes of divinity. Here, God alone is the supreme deity, and without God, without El, nothing exists. You and I cannot exist without him. Talking about knowing God. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 26, the Bible says this: "Lift up your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? Who brings out the starry host one by one and calls forth each of them by name? Because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing." The who that Isaiah is talking about is El. The who that he's talking about is God, the creator of the heavens, the God who placed each star in its proper location and named them. El is superior to everything and in every way. God is superior. He is a personal God. We have been made in his image. And he is spirit. He possesses all the qualities of humanity. God is able to reason. He has emotions. God feels. And he has intellect. God thinks. God is not a source of energy, as some might say. But he does have a personhood. God does have humanity. You see, we are formed in his image. Now, there is a singular part of speech for El, and there's the plural part of speech, which is called Elohim. In Genesis 1:26, the Bible teaches us that God is triune, that God has three parts. The example we like to use to explain triune is the egg. The egg has three parts. It has a shell, yolk, and a white. Well, our God has three parts: Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I have three parts. I am a daughter. I am a sister. I am an aunt. And I have other parts also. But we use that to explain the many parts of one. Now, you know, our God is powerful. He is all-powerful. And nothing and no one is greater than he. God exists independently of everything. He does not have boundaries. He does not have limitations. He can make something out of nothing. Therefore, God has a right to control creation, because he is the creator. He is all-knowing and he is all-powerful. El has the right to rule all creation. Acts 15:18 says, "Known to God are all of his works from the beginning of the world." See, God knows what he did from the very beginning of time. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 11, the Bible says, in him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will. God is in absolute control. And he reveals his nature in what is good. Genesis 1 says, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Everything God does is good. So how can a good God permit bad things to happen? God did not create sin. He gave us, humanity, free will. Humans make moral choices and choose to rebel. However, we were created to worship God. We were created to worship God. From the translation of the Hebrew Bible, Deuteronomy 10:17, we learn that for the Lord your God, he is the God of gods, the Lord of gods, the Lord of lords, the great God, the mighty God, and the awful, who regardeth not person, nor taketh reward. God's mighty. He's great. He's Lord of lords. He's God of God. And he does not regard persons. He can be your Lord of lords. He can be your God of God. He can be your mighty God. You see, this is what the Bible says about Elohim. He is a supreme being of all the universe, revealed and exalted by all creation. Revealed and exalted by you and I. God is personal. He is powerful and proper. There is a way of God. And God wants you and I to know his ways. God wants you and I to know him. So he reveals himself to us through his word so that we can bow down and worship him. And now for the application of today's teaching. Today we study the name El or Elohim, which is the Hebrew language, which in the Hebrew language, means God. When we say El, we're talking about God. When we say Elohim, we're talking about God. And what we're saying is that he is supreme authority. He is the true creator. He is the first in everything. He is Lord of lords and King of kings. He's a great God. He's majesty. He's all power. He's all authority. We're talking about who God is. God is superior to everything in every way. He is personal. You and I are made in his image. And God is not a man, but a spirit. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. John 4:24. He possesses all the qualities of humanity. He has reasoning and intellect and emotions. God is not an energy. God is God, the author of creation. In Genesis 1:26, God calls himself Elohim. He calls himself a triune being. God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And you and I, we are triune beings. We are body, soul, and spirit. God is spirit, therefore you and I need to know him by our spirit. Today we want to know Elohim, the God of creation, who has created everything that is good. This week, let us all take a minute. This is the application. This week, let us all take a minute to reflect on Elohim, the God of the universe, who created heaven and earth. And let's exalt him. Let's give him glory. Let's give him praise. The God that we serve is personal. He's powerful. And he is good. And he is inviting you and I into greater intimacy with him. It is my prayer that this word has stirred you today. It is my prayer that your spirit is becoming excited, because we are on a path to know God and to know him more intimately, which will result in service to others. In closing, it is time for us to return to Brother Grant, and he's going to bless you. He's going to pray for you, and he's going to give you our ministry contact information. Brother Grant?
Yes, church lady, I am here. And for our listeners, we have our perpetual prayer, because the Lord said to Moses, tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Now, amen. Church lady, now listeners, you can partner with us and help us spread the good news of Jesus Christ just like you heard today. And we ask our partners to make a small monthly donation of $19.99. Or you can just do $240 a year, and that would greatly help our projects. Donations are used to help support our ministry outreaches to the less fortunate and Bible teaching to all people. Our Bible teachings include this radio show, Bible classes, seminars, retreats, Holy Spirit encounters, and nights of prayer. Church Lady Ministries is good soil for you to sow your financial seeds, and all contributions to this charity are tax deductible. Church Lady Ministries is a fully tax exempt 501c3 ministry. And you can partner with us to share this good news and help the less fortunate at the same time. So to support our ministry, you can send a check or money order to Church Lady Ministries at 3002 South 42nd Street, Tacoma, Washington, 98409. If you need further information, you can call us at area code 253-472-6213, Monday through Thursday, for more information. And you can also check us out on our Facebook pages. We have two, Artist Oliver Church Lady or Church Lady Ministries, where you can like us and follow us. You can also check us out and follow us on Blog Talk Radio. Or if you'd like to contact us by email, you can do churchladyministries@gmail.com. Our email address again is churchladyministries@gmail.com. And this is Brother Grant saying good evening and God bless you until we meet again next Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time. In his name and love, Church Lady Ministries.
Happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.